Israel, sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, Australia, June 22nd, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, the word I have for you this morning is, "The Lord Jehovah is ours. In him is everlasting strength." See Isaiah 26, verse 4. Then comes forth a burst of praise mingled with humility. "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and thy truth's sake." Psalm 115, verse 1. The Lord expects his children for whom he is doing so much to respond to the weighty evidence he has given them of the great love and mercy he has manifested unto them. When their faith is tried, the enemies of God and of his people watch them critically to see if there is not a chance for Satan to wedge himself in with his great temptations. Where is now your God? Will the children of God for whom he has done so much answer in cheerful, trustful words, "Our God is in the heavens. He hath done and will do whatsoever he hath pleased"? The contrast is then made plain in response to the scornful retort. "Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." Verses 3, 4. And then is repeated the useless dependence that they have in their idols. Will the chosen people of God look in faith to the source of all might and power, and sing of the mercies of God? All were called upon, the house of Aaron, and those who feared the Lord, to trust in the Lord, to prove their immortal principles, for God was their help and their shield. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Psalm 34, verse 19. All their troubles and trials but conform them to their Lord and Master. They prove the eternal principles which the love of God, the love of truth, has planted in their hearts. Then comes from the psalmist, and from the voices of the assembled people in holy song of praise, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I will praise thee, O Lord. With my whole heart will I show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high." Psalm 115, verse 12, 23, 1 to 3, 9, 1, 2. Israel had not a cold and severe judge in their God, whom the little mind of man could not take hold upon. In order to reveal God as he is, full of mercy and truth, he gave Jesus to our world to represent the love of the Father, that in the person of Christ there might be a sure representative for their faith to grasp, the only begotten Son of the infinite God, the manifested brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. That God, the great ruler of the universe, had a deep interest in every home, to help, to bless, to cheer, to strengthen. Then let us believe and love and trust him.